Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, February the 6th, 2026. 2:26, 16 minutes past the hour, coming up on 17 minutes past the hour here. Snowy Friday morning. Matt Morgan joins me live in studio, and the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. By the way, we've got a big show coming up tonight here on the station, 8:15 till 10 p.m. You're not going to want to miss that. Tune in tonight. Something very, very special you're not going to want to miss, starting at 8:15 p.m. And Matt, what's on your show tonight at 10:15?
Tonight we're going to once again talk about the Super Bowl, talk about the coaching carousel, and
coaching carousel.
Yes. And you know, politics.
Well,
why in the city, I suppose. The city's always a good topic to touch on.
You going to talk about the Ratliff thing?
Yeah, I'll probably talk about the Ratliff thing. I'll probably talk about the, you know, the finances of the city. You know, that kind of thing.
Big mess. 740-383-9944. That is the phone number to dial today, and be careful if you're out there on the roads. Now, do you think we're ever going to learn anything? What's the lesson we learn from the Ratliff case?
Well, I don't know. Innocent until proven guilty is always a good... I like that.
Yeah, but even when you're proven innocent...
Well, that's why it's innocent until proven guilty. You're not supposed to presume guilty.
But that's the problem here. People still do.
Well, I understand. That's the lesson.
So what do you do?
Fix it.
This is the problem. Once people have an image of you, if you do something in the public arena, it's hard to shake it.
That's probably true.
Now, it's not going to be with everybody, but especially politicians. It really is more of a political thing than anything else.
Well, politicians are, like, you know, somewhat, you know, divisive by nature.
I don't know. It's an unfortunate thing. You know, we were talking a little bit about this Savannah Guthrie's mother being kidnapped. I mean, can you imagine that happening? I mean, I'm wondering if this is because she's a television star. Did this happen because a family member's disgruntled? You know, I think we're all going to find out what happened here, but what a horrible, horrible case.
I figured it was one of those two options. I figure either somebody was like, wow, you know, we could probably get a lot of money from this person. I didn't even think about the family member. Well, I guess I did, but I thought it was, well, I don't know. But I didn't really put much faith into that one. But I guess disgruntled family member.
But it's
sense.
Been a long time since I heard anything like this happening to a family member. Especially somebody's mother. Who's in the public eye?
Well, kidnapping doesn't happen. Well, I mean, I don't know, you know, to what extent kidnapping happens, I guess, but, you know, kidnapping like this doesn't happen all the time.
I just wonder, why her? Why her? You know, the host of the Today Show's mother?
Why?
I mean, it's not a politician. It's not a gigantic movie star. I don't know. It's just an odd person to have this happen to.
Who was she?
Who?
The mom. Did she do anything?
No.
She was just the mom?
Just the mom. And that's what I say. That's why this is so weird, so bizarre, and so unfortunate.
Maybe they kidnapped the wrong person.
What? Kidnapped the wrong person.
Yeah.
I don't think that happens. In the history of life, we got the wrong person here.
I'm sure.
I think you notice that when you walk in, you don't continue with the kidnapping. When you realize that...
there's a plan B, maybe. Maybe they're like, well, we could always ransom her.
But you don't even know who it is. You say you got the wrong person.
Well, I mean...
Who are you going to ransom?
Well,
this must be somebody's mother, so let's find them.
Well, no, I mean... Maybe,
that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard you say.
No.
That's bad. No, but the poor woman's blood was found outside. That's not a good sign at all.
That's not good.
You know, it sounds very bad. It just sounds very bad.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't know how you resolve it at that. I mean, it's so, I mean, I think at this point, I don't know how you would return the kidnapped I might just let him go at this point. I mean, like, how are you going to ransom
him? Here's what I'm afraid happened. I'm afraid that the woman tried to fight him, which obviously would be your instinct. If you were being kidnapped, that would explain the blood. And somebody of that age, that's not going to end well.
Well, what are you going to, like, how are you going to get a ransom for
go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I get a feeling it's going to end up being a family member. And it wouldn't surprise me if it was one of her sister or her brother.
Oh, you think it's
an inside job?
You think it's a blood relative?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I'm thinking more of like somebody who was married into the family at some point.
Well, that could be, but at one point, that lady's, you know, kind of pissed him off or something. Or she's always been closer to one, and she's made a decision, you know, that she's going to do something for the other one. Now, Savannah don't necessarily, I don't think, need the money.
So you would kidnap your own mother?
Weirder things have happened.
But how do you do that? Like, Mom, this time,
conclusion.
You come in and you say, Mom, we're not going to the grocery store. I'm kidnapping you. So I'm going to tie you up and we're going to get in the car. I think Mom would go. That's Mom's kid.
Well, they could have somebody else do it for them.
Well,
but I bet you some family member is going to be involved in this.
Oh, I think it's a family member. But I think it's somebody who's no longer a family member.
How are you going to kidnap a member of your own family? I think that's hard to rationalize, too.
How can I make some money? I'll kidnap somebody.
But why the mother?
I'm going to kidnap Savannah Guthrie's mother.
Well, you can't kidnap
I'm going to get some money from. Come on.
You can't kidnap Savannah Guthrie and then expect Savannah Guthrie to pay ransom.
But if you think Savannah Guthrie's got the big bucks and that's where you're going to get it, why the mother? The mother is the most difficult because she's on heart medication and these sort of things. You might want to take somebody who's well.
Maybe that was the reasoning. It's time intensive.
Else that would have been a better candidate to kidnap than Savannah's mother?
No, because here's the problem. Whoa. Here's the problem. The problem is that, see, sometimes you got to break your way in here. The problem is the woman's in her 80s, and if you knew her, you know she's got health problems. You know she's not going to go with you willing. So you're going to have to knock her out, or you're going to have to drag her. Somebody of that age, that's going to be problematic. You might hurt or kill them in the process. So, no, I wouldn't think the mother would be the good choice if you really want a ransom.
Right. You know, so I don't think just somebody off the street that's trying to think about how they can make some money, you know.
Well, I wouldn't think it's just
pick her. You know, wouldn't you pick somebody's son or daughter that you knew had
right.
money or something like that?
But wouldn't a family member, if you knew the health conditions of the mother?
Family members don't care if they want some money or if they thought they've been shited in some way.
But that's what I'm saying. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a woman who's very ill. Now, I know she's not going to go with me willingly, so I might have to force her, which I could hurt her a lot easily than I could somebody else. Then you're not going to get your ransom, because if this woman turns up, God forbid, dead, nobody's paying any ransom, and now you're murder.
Was it all for ransom, though? Or is ransom?
Well, why else would you take somebody? Well, what? They just wanted to kill her?
It's possible.
Well, then why put a ransom note out there?
If it was a family member, they would have known kidnapping her.
So,
and all the medicine stuff she's on, that'd be a good possibility.
Is your theory that one of the, like close family members, like had her, like, killed or something, and they put a ransom note out there as, like, a, like, throw off the scent?
Yeah. if they didn't wasn't involved in it personally, I think they've got somebody to do it.
Something is very odd, though, that the federal government's involved in this, and they can't find a lead in 5 days. Not a lead. Now, that's very odd.
Yeah, there
was nobody saw anything?
They're wanting some type of proof from the kidnapper.
Are you saying that the government did it?
No, I'm saying that all the doorbell cameras and all the people with phones and all the people on the road all hours of the night, nobody saw a thing, and this woman spilled blood?
But see, the cameras wasn't working.
No, hers weren't, but what about people who live on that block or that area?
Well, but not all cameras are pointed to the street. They're kind of pointed towards...
No, but you would see somebody maybe pulling in her driveway, or you would see somebody driving around, or you would hear something.
I bet they're checking them.
Bet they are, but 5 days later, you think they've already would have checked them.
But who would have known those cameras wasn't working at her house?
Well,
to do it for some money or a family member.
But I saw a timeline last night, and, you know, the cameras, apparently the mother had been, got picked up by a family member and went over to a family person's house on the 31st. And I guess she was with them for like 4 hours, 5 to 9 or something. She gets home, they see her open up the garage door, and apparently they can check this stuff. The garage door opens, the garage door shuts. Then apparently, something like 1 something in the morning, all of a sudden, the cameras go dead. Now, somebody had to cut the cameras. The cameras had not been, you know, they had been working up till something like 1 in the morning. Because they do, and then there's a detection, I guess the camera is dead, but the detector's still on. So it detects that there is somebody on the property right after the footage goes dead.
Yeah.
Right. But then...
Something about some subscription fee or something hadn't been paid, maybe.
I don't think that's a coincidence. No, I think somebody cut something. But also, and then like an hour after that, the woman's got a pacemaker, and she has an app on her phone. Well, all of a sudden, the pacemaker app goes dead. Now, who would know that the woman had a pacemaker app and had a pacemaker? It had to be somebody who knew her.
Mm-hmm.
But also the fact that they found blood.
Some random person.
You know so much more about this case than I do.
It's a big deal right now.
I just heard about it.
I found some better person to pick out to make some money.
Yeah, but what I'm saying...
I wouldn't want to do it to an old lady. I'd rather done it to... Well, I'm not going to do it personally, but... You know, I think you would have got more sympathy and response if you kidnapped somebody's daughter or son.
Oh, I don't think so.
Now, look, I'm also not in the business of kidnapping people, but if I was going to kidnap somebody, I'd probably kidnap somebody who couldn't fight back.
Well, apparently this woman did.
Right. Well, yeah, but it's a lot easier to overpower an 80-year-old woman than it is a 32-year-old woman.
If you really want ransom, are you going to hit a woman who's got a heart condition, a pacemaker?
If I'm in the business of kidnapping people, I think I'm in the business of hurting people, yes.
Okay, well, then you're not going to get a ransom because you ain't giving her back.
Well, you don't, like, you know...
I'm going to hit her hard enough to hurt her, but I'm not going to hit her hard. The woman bled. You think this kidnapper's got a paramedic license? They can just, let's fix you up right here. You'll be fine.
Well, when they did that, wouldn't they think that they're cash cows, you know, dead now? They're not going to get no money?
That's what I'm saying. You wouldn't. The mother is not a good choice, and that's why I'm saying something.
And it wouldn't have took much to get her to... You know, even if you was one person, wouldn't it took much to, you know, make her stand up and drag her along with you?
No, but she bled. I mean, I don't think the plan was to leave blood behind, so apparently this woman fought more than they thought she was going to.
I mean, I don't see why they would have hit her, but maybe she was fighting back, but a woman that old ain't going to fight back very good.
Well, apparently she did.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. I just think something is wrong here. Something ain't right. And the fact that they have no leads at all, and the fact that, we know nothing, no body's been found, no suspect, nothing.
Yeah, strange. I hope they figure it out pretty
soon. I pray to God they find it. If they find her, this will be the happiest story in the world. If they don't find her, it's going to be a tragedy.
Right, it's going to be a happy story if they find her and she's all right.
Yeah. And you got the Olympics. We're not even talking about that. The Olympics start tonight, the Winter Olympics. That's almost a bygone thing now.
I had no idea.
Yeah, the Olympics aren't quite as popular as what they used to be.
No, but this has kind of taken precedent over that. Savannah Guthrie was supposed to do coverage from the Olympics, and they had to shuffle all that around.
She's going
to
be doing that now.
No, she's busy doing other things.
Yep.
All right, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. I don't know. I just, if this woman reappears, it'll be the biggest, I mean, it'll be one of those make you cry type of stories. But, boy.
With everything I now know from what you have said, I knew nothing about this other than the woman got kidnapped. That's all I heard. I didn't really bother to look into it. But, somebody had to know something.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The fact that they've got no leads, they've got no evidence, they've got nothing. This woman needs her medication, I would think, at some point.
Maybe it's just like a sophisticated kidnapping ring. I'm sure those exist. I mean,
but what are they doing with her?
I don't know. Trying to get ransom, apparently.
But at that age, you can't be without your medication.
Well, I understand that.
Maybe. For this many days.
Well, I mean, like, they had to know. I mean, they might have just turned off the woman's phone.
I just think if you're wanting ransom, an elderly person is not the way to go. Because you're going to run into problems like this. Medicine, pacemaker. Once they heard her and she was bleeding, right there you should have left her.
Well, I don't know. Obviously, there was a plan, okay? I mean, they cut the cameras. I mean, didn't you previously say that, like...
I don't know that they cut the cameras. I know that the cameras went dead at some point. But apparently could
but
still
it,
detect...
It would seem to me that is... That, I mean, look, all I'm saying is the cameras went dead, and then there were people on the property.
Well,
it
to
would
me,
seem
the,
to me that yeah, the cameras
no,
were cut.
But that's not the most important piece of evidence. Anybody would cut the cameras. I mean, people are savvy now when it comes to kidnapping. The most important piece of evidence to me here is the fact that they knew she had a pacemaker. They knew she had a pacemaker app on her phone
that
could have tracked her.
You could have just... Well, the phone could track you. I mean, if I was going to kidnap somebody, first thing I'd do is either ditch the phone or turn it off. I'd turn it off and then ditch it, honestly.
But they're making it a point to say the pacemaker app was turned off.
You could just shut off the phone.
Why are they saying that?
They might make a point to say that the pacemaker app was shut off just because the lady has a pacemaker.
Well, yeah, but if the phone was shut... I'm sure they know the phone... They didn't take the phone with her. Why would you shut off the pacemaker app? You leave the phone right there on the nightstand. Why would you shut off the pacemaker app? You have to know that would track her. That would show that she's still alive. Somebody had to know she had a pacemaker and shut it off. And also, if her heart rate would have went up when she's bleeding, that would have went off somewhere. They had to know she had a pacemaker.
They might have just turned off the phone.
Okay, again, I don't think you understand what I'm saying.
I mean, I get what you have, because then I guess you could always just turn back on the phone.
Turn back on the phone and it'd be right there. You think she's going to tell you, hey, I got a pacemaker?
No, but, I mean, you could just turn off the phone and then take the phone, turn off the phone, break the phone, turn off the phone,
ditch
the phone.
But that didn't happen.
So the phone's just there?
Well, how do they know about the pacemaker app?
Well, they have to have taken the phone, otherwise they just turn the pacemaker app back on.
Well, my point is, why wouldn't they just say the phone? The phone was shut off.
I think it might just be like, you know, because again, vitality, pacemaker app, pacemaker, heart.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. If you're a kidnapper, you probably would not spend time looking for the phone and stay in the house longer. Okay, where's your phone? How do we turn this off? the fact that the pacemaker app was particularly turned off. Because when somebody could have turned it back on, it'd still be connected.
Yeah, I guess.
So this is sophisticated. And even if it was broken, you could download the app on something else if it was still there, but it wasn't.
So what did they do, like,
go somebody back? Turned it off.
So they, like, went into the pacemaker app and, like, deactivated it.
Apparently. So there's something fishy about the whole thing. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz.
I think they ought to just start.
Okay, here's something from one of our listeners. I thought her pacemaker was attached to her Apple Watch that they found on her nightstand. There you go. Maybe that's it. So how would they know that?
I'm sure that you're probably right. I'm sure it's probably a family member. But, I mean, like, you could just... I mean, I don't know. I don't know why you would take the watch,
like,
I
most
guess.
People now who have a phone, they have a phone, they have a tablet, they have a watch, and it's on all those things. Somebody had to deactivate this app.
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, even if you took the phone and shut it off, the other stuff would still be on.
I guess, yeah.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
Something ain't right.
I mean, yeah.
Now, did they shut the watch off because they killed her?
Well, I think that they would... You think they took the... Why?
Maybe when they... She's bleeding, and if they know she's got a pacemaker, you know, well, we got to shut this off.
Well, yeah, but, like, why would they turn it off after they... You said they, like, maybe they turned it off because they killed her.
That could be one scenario.
What's the point in turning it off after she's dead?
Because clearly they took her.
It's definitely already alerted somebody at that point.
Well, not really. I mean, I don't think she died immediately.
Oh, so you think that, like, they hurt her, she was bleeding, they turned off the app, and then she just, like, bled out?
Well, I don't know. They took her. Clearly she's not
yes,
at the house.
Yes, I understand that.
It could have happened in the car. I don't know. I just find it hard to believe nobody in that neighborhood has anything. Because you know the times. I mean, you know when the pacemaker app went off. You know, it's like 1 in the morning. How many cars are going up and down the street at 1 in the morning?
Not many.
Right, so you can't find any neighbor who's got a camera at that? It's weird.
Well, maybe nobody had cameras, I couldn't tell you.
And you don't think she screamed or made a noise when she was bleeding?
Yes, I would assume she screamed. I would scream if I was being kidnapped. That'd be my first instinct, probably. Make a whole lot of noise.
No, it was not the watch. It was her phone. I thought that was right. Yeah. So, sad case. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind. I don't know. It's a sad story. I don't know if there's any new information on it today or not. But it's been an ongoing story, that's for sure.
Well, I hope they find the poor woman.
Well, yeah. The family's saying, we want to talk. But again, with the police involved, are they going to do that?
See, that's... What did they think was going to happen when they sent a letter to media outlets?
Well, that's the problem.
Some slow-headed criminals, I guess.
I'll tell you. sheriff leading search for Savannah Guthrie's mom chokes back tears while insisting we're going to find her. Well, I hope so. Nancy Guthrie, safe but scared and aware of kidnapper's chilling demands, ransom note claims. Safe but scared.
Yes, I would assume so.
Nancy Guthrie claimed in a ransom note sent to TMZ.
TMZ?
That's where you send your ransom notes. That the 84-year-old TV host mom is safe but scared.
84.
What'd I say?
I thought you said 48, but I could just be okay. Like mentally dyslexic.
Safe but scared and knows exactly what chilling demands are being made for her return. The note, which was sent to the outlet 2 days after Savannah Guthrie's mom was reported missing over the weekend, demanded millions in Bitcoin, but turned over to avoid... What? To be turned over to avoid consequential repercussions. I will say the letter begins by saying she is safe but scared, and they go on to say she knows exactly what the demand is, TMZ boss Harvey Levin told Sean Hannity late Thursday. So, that's ugly.
TMZ. Well...
Okay, here's the rundown. This is the thing.
Oh, nice.
5:32... This is January 31st. 5:32 went to the family's home. Stay with me, caller. 5:32 went to the family's home. 9:48, family drops her back off and her garage door opens. 9:50, garage door closes. February the 1st, 1:47 a.m., doorbell camera disconnects. 2:12, software detects person on camera. 2:28, pacemaker app shows disconnect from phone. 11:56, family checks on her. 12:03, 911 call. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, normally when you kidnap somebody, don't you send the ransom to somebody that's related to her or somehow, some way?
Well, maybe they didn't want it tracked.
Them, don't contact the police or we will kill her. And these people sent, I didn't know they sent that note to TMZ. I mean, doesn't that go against all rules and ransoms? Don't contact the police or we will kill her.
Well, this is...
send it to a news media thing? And not even a credible, really. TMZ, they're...
Send it to the tabloids. I don't know.
What is TMZ exactly?
They're a tabloid, but they get it right a lot. I mean, they're not always wrong.
I don't know. Always that just sounds so strange here. Normally, you know, look at the... Oh, that JonBenet ran, you know.
Well, I mean, this is the 6th, though. This woman was taken early morning of the 1st. You know, that's... When is that? That's Sunday. Early morning Sunday. This is Friday. I mean,
I know that. But when did the ransom note show up? I'm just
well, 2 days after, so Monday or Tuesday, I guess. Tuesday or Wednesday.
You know, that's just not the way a ransom. Somebody's kidnapping somebody for ransom. You know how the routine normally goes down.
Yeah, I know. When you go to the library and take out kidnapping for dummies. It says what you're supposed to do is not send the media the ransom note.
Why didn't they just send it to the police department, then?
Why'd it take 2 days?
Nothing there makes sense.
I'm telling you, something ain't right about this.
I can
but also the fact that they... I don't know. The fact that they... the blood is worrisome... And the fact that they haven't found her is worrisome. And the fact that we're at 6 days now is worrisome. How long can this woman live without her medication? And you know that she's not getting her medication.
Does medication really just keep you alive? You make it sound like if she doesn't take it for a week, she's going to keel over.
Well, yes, at that age, yes. Huh?
Did you see the photos of the blood?
Yeah, there was a, I thought, quite a bit.
Yeah, that wasn't just a couple drops.
No, you think she just recovered from that?
Well, I didn't see any photos of blood.
Nancy Grace is talking about it, and the blood appears to just, you know, fell, you know, straight down. You know, it wasn't, you know, shooting out or, you know, something like that.
Maybe she fell down.
Fell down, busted her nose, and was bleeding on the way out. But I still think of the family member or some family member.
Well, give them the Bitcoin, for God's sake.
Well, they deserve it, I guess.
They deserve, I don't know if they deserve it.
They deserve it? No, they're kidnappers.
If they want to get in bed with Donald Trump, give them all that stuff.
Jeez. I don't think this has anything to do with Donald Trump.
Have you just heard about all the stuff that's been going on in the last couple weeks with him? I heard where there's 18 people in the Senate now that's calling for his impeachment. And the Senate don't really call for impeachment. It's the House that's supposed to do the impeachment. But they're kind of encouraging the House to do the impeachment so they can get to their point.
I hope they find this woman tonight during the Winter Olympics so they can just, you know, interrupt the Olympic coverage.
Breaking news.
Yeah, something good.
Where was that located? That was in Arizona, wasn't it?
I believe so, yeah. I believe the mother was living in Arizona.
So there's no snow there. Where's the Winter Olympics being held?
You know, I don't know where they are.
Denver.
Are they in the United States? I don't know. That's how much people care.
This woman lives by herself?
Yeah.
Oh, I for some reason I thought she lived with other people. That's why I was like, why? How did nobody wake up when noises were made?
No, they dropped her off. Apparently she wasn't driving, or maybe didn't drive that night.
That was a pretty nice house, too. Pretty big house for an old
Well, her
people.
Daughter's doing well.
You know.
Her daughter's doing well.
Well, I hope so.
All right, well, thanks.
Yep.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Well, just to change the subject a bit here, did you see that Bill and Hillary are going to testify? But, now see, Comer did not want them to do it in public. He wanted to do it in private, and Hillary said, no, you wanted us now, you wanted a spectacle, let's do it in public. Turn the cameras on.
Well, that's good.
Now, that tells me they must not have anything to hide. And I think they've picked the wrong fight here. I think Congress, do they not remember how Hillary handled them during the Benghazi
thing?
Well,
I think that's probably why they wanted the cameras off.
Right, but boy.
You know, people still bash on Hillary for Benghazi, by the way.
But have you ever seen the Benghazi hearings?
No, I gotta watch
those. She handles them like nobody's business.
But I was talking to, I think it was my uncle the other day, and I was, and he was telling me about how, like, evil or whatever he thought Hillary was. And
make him watch the hearings.
And brought up Benghazi and asked me if I'd ever heard of it. And I said the other day, but it was more like months ago. So I did a whole bunch of looking, and I'd heard of it, but I didn't know much about it.
Do they not realize who the Clintons are? They're not bringing in the local yokels. I mean, I think... I don't know what they wanted. I think they've made... See, now they look bad. I was almost with them that the Clintons shouldn't ignore a subpoena. But now that they're saying, yes, we'll come, and now they don't want to do it in front of the cameras. See, now I'm starting to think this is a show.
Well, I don't know why they wanted to do it without cameras.
Because they never... I don't think they ever thought they would come.
Well, I mean, you threatened to put them in prison.
They wanted to threaten that. It's look over here. Why are the Clintons the only one being called? Bill Gates been called? Wes Wexner being called up there?
Wes Wexner was subpoenaed.
Yeah, but is there big problems there?
I guess not. No, I mean, I haven't heard anything about.
Why just the Clintons? Because they knew that would make news, and the Clintons will get the news cycle off of other people involved.
Hey, I heard this is a little bit off topic, but not really. I heard that they were going to they were talking about, I don't remember exactly the phraseology, but they're taking Wexner's name off the hospitals.
I don't think they are. Oh, I don't think so. He gave him a lot of change.
Well, yeah, but the man's... I think the man's got a bigger fish to fry at this point.
No, but I mean, what... Do you think... Everybody will tune in if the Clintons testify.
I mean, yeah.
And I'll tell you what, that's not going to be good for them. Clinton handles himself very well, and so does Hillary.
I don't know. I'll have to listen to Bill in his prime, but I think...
Oh, what do you think? He just got elected because people thought he was nice?
I guess. I don't know, but he's... I don't know. I listened to him talk a couple of times, and he is just boring, in my opinion.
Well, I don't know. Who's the charismatic speaker to you?
I don't know. I liked Hillary. She was good.
Oh, Bill was far better than Hillary.
To be fair, though, I think that it also did her a lot of good in my eyes because I had, you know, I was like, this Donald Trump fellow doesn't know. I mean, you know, he's just a business guy.
I just think now you got to put the Clintons on television.
Well, I think they will.
I think that's not going to be good for old Comer. I don't think he talks that fast.
I don't know, judiciary committees and House Oversight Committees and things like that are kind of, you know, not... They're interesting to watch because you get, like, a time limit on how long you're allowed to respond, and I don't know, it's like 90 seconds or something, I don't remember. But, you know... And then they ask you, like, this, like, 5-minute-long question...
Clinton, Hillary. Hillary seems to be, it was a pair of social media posts, but Clinton said they had engaged with the committee in good faith, but the goalposts kept moving in what she called an exercise in distraction. We told them what we know under oath, Hillary Clinton said, alluding to their submitted sworn statements to the committee in January. They ignored all of it. Hillary Clinton then challenged the committee chairman, James Comer, a Kentucky Republican, to allow the nation to watch the Clintons' testimony live. Let's stop the games. If you want this fight, Comer, let's have it in public, Hillary Clinton said. You love to talk about transparency. There's nothing more transparent than a public hearing, cameras on. We will be there. I'm telling you, Hillary Clinton's a boss. You don't mess around with her.
Oh, I'm excited.
Don't you think?
I'd listen to the hearing.
What about that statement from Hillary?
Well, I think that's good.
Let's stop the games. If you want this fight, Comer, let's have it in public. You love to talk about transparency. There's nothing more transparent than a public hearing. Cameras on. We will be there.
Yeah, I think that's good.
See, I'm telling you, they picked the wrong fight.
You think they're going to do it live? I think they'll do it live.
Well, you think the Clintons are going to show up without live?
You think they're going to be arrested if they don't show up?
They'd have a hard time doing that now because the Clintons are saying, turn them on. You want to be transparent? You want people to see everything? Let's do it.
Yeah, but what if the committee's just like, no cameras and you have to show up?
I think then they have no leg to stand on in court because the Clintons are saying, we'll be there. They're saying we'll be there. You can't just say, well, but we want to do it with the cameras off now. That's what our subpoena was really all about. We don't want people to see you kicking our teeth in.
That's funny. Well, I mean, you know.
I don't think your subpoena's got much strength then.
Didn't want it to be a public testimony.
I mean, again, this isn't court. I think this is a congressional subpoena.
I think they're just going to do a lot of implicating of Donald Trump.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. They've made a horrible mistake. You think the Clinton, their testimony.
Well, I mean, Elon Musk threw Donald Trump under the bus. He said something like, let's drop the big bombshell.
But have you ever heard Elon recently? Elon doesn't know where he is.
And then he acted like it was a bombshell to tell everybody that Donald Trump was in the Epstein file. I was like, duh. We all knew that.
Where is Bill during all this? Because Hillary's right out there. She's like, come on.
I think Bill's a bit more of a reserved fellow.
Well, I mean, he's married to her.
Well, you know, yeah, that's fine.
She's a tough lady. That's why I always thought if there were, you know, when Kamala Harris was running, I thought, you know, they talk about first woman and all this. That ain't Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton's a whole different thing.
Well, I'd agree.
But I think they equate it sometimes, like a woman's a woman and she's tough and blah. No, Hillary Clinton had her own thing going on.
Why didn't Nancy Pelosi ever run for something?
Now, there's somebody
in there. She was around for a while. She was a tough lady.
Well, she did. She was the Speaker of the House. Well, that's highest position in the country.
Yes, I know. Run for president, I guess, when I say something.
Well, I think by the time she became nationally known, she was fairly along in age.
So,
And Californians don't usually win. I mean, she was from San Francisco. That's not a... Congress, name the last time a congressperson got elected to president. That's not a high position.
Well, yeah, I know that. I mean,
name a Speaker of the House in the last century that's ever got elected to the presidency.
Congress. Are you talking like Congress in the entirety, or are you talking like the House?
Just the Congress. Senators and governors become president.
I don't know when the last time a senator specifically...
Biden was a senator. Obama was a senator.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Bush was a governor.
Obviously J.D. Vance is
a... Clinton was a...
I know he's not president. He's vice president, but you know, he was a senator.
Vice president, you can have a congressperson. That wouldn't mean anything. All right, go ahead, caller.
When you get into Congress and you've been there for 40, 50 years, you don't want to give that job up.
Yeah, but
if you go to president, you're done, basically. You typically retire. You don't go back into public service.
But a congressperson does have a lot less power than a senator.
Yes. Well, the congressman wants to be the senator, and then the senator wants to be the president, or they want to be in Senate for 50 years.
Right, but what do you make of Hillary Clinton's response to this whole thing?
Bring it on, is what she said.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Hillary Clinton's you can like her or hate her, and I think this is why a lot of people hate her. She's a tough lady.
Yeah, I don't like or dislike her. I mean, she has her pluses and she has her minuses. They're equal in my mind. But she said, let's do it. Let's do this. I mean, you got to respect that.
Well, I just say, that's what I've always felt that's what people disliked about Hillary. And when people tried to compare her to Kamala Harris or other women, Hillary Clinton's a different bird. Hillary Clinton, I mean, go back and watch those debates with her and Trump. She handled Trump like nobody's business.
She's got, 50 years of politics under her belt at this point?
Well, Secretary of State when Bin Laden was captured.
She's still got one of my favorite
Senator
favorites.
From New York when 9/11 happened. Vice President.
First Lady of Arkansas, I mean,
First Lady of the United States.
Yes. Well, yes. But, I mean, she's a long time she's been around, and, no, she's a force to be reckoned with. But Pelosi, as you said, California doesn't typically do well in national politics. She had her power for 50 years. She didn't need to be president.
Hey, but I have a question. Do you think Comer realizes the mistake he's made now by calling Hillary Clinton to testify?
Not yet. Not the magnitude of it, anyway.
But you don't think he's realized when she's calling him out? I mean, he isn't exactly saying, well, yeah, let's turn on the cameras. He don't want that.
Well, she called his bluff, and I don't think most people expect their bluff to be called. And now let the games begin, I suppose.
Well, I think all I know is if go back and watch just a little, they're long, but just watch Hillary Clinton during the Benghazi hearings talk with Jim Jordan. She just destroys him.
Yeah, she's a force to be reckoned with. So I don't typically watch those things, but that might be a tune in, grab the popcorn type action.
That'd be a good show. Hey, thanks for calling.
Good weekend, guys.
You too. Bye bye. Yeah, I just. Ooh. And that was a long while ago. Hillary's got some age on her now.
She could run for president.
Well, this is the thing. People hate her. You know, that's the problem. People don't like a strong woman. We're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy, is that true?